Welcome back. It is my distinct pleasure to have on Lee Kingsmill, who's been wandering around here with Steve and Johnny because he happens to be Steve's brother, but he's not a radio guy. He is, to my mind, he went to the University of Chicago, which gives him some intellectual credentials. But then he used that degree to teach in the public school system. And he has recently published what I consider a remarkable novel. It is titled Safe Inside. It is labeled as a memoir. This is about as much a memoir as Moby Dick is a fish tale, Lee. It is a lot of things, is it not?
Yes, I had to tell it this way.
Yep.
I wanted to tell the story of my family, but I wanted it to read like a novel.
Mm-hmm. And it does. And it does. In telling the story of your family, do you... It is not an easy telling. It is not all pleasantries. Could you have written this book if your parents were still alive?
No. Absolutely not. I hope that they feel I've rendered it their stories with love and kindness. But no, this book was in my head while they were still alive. I could not have done it while they were still alive.
I think they would certainly have appreciated the honesty, because one of the threads through this book, and we'll get to the details of the book, is this book is rendered about as honestly as any memoir slash novel I've encountered in some time. You obviously plumbed not only your own memory, you did some hard research, did you not? I mean, you had to revisit some places, I would think, physically,
and
many places emotionally.
Yes, that's true. Particularly... Maybe the best example of that was the Avalon Theater.
Which is the nice cover shot of the Eckhart Press.
Yes, my
book.
My partner John took that photo. It's a sculpture in the family room, and it was my neighborhood theater. Palatial though it was still a neighborhood theater. But I didn't trust my memories. When I began this, John suggested that we go to the Avalon. And I said, I don't know if they'll let me in. And, it's not open as a thing.
Are you shy?
Yes.
How can a guy who stood up in front of high school students for 30-some years, because I think... a good teacher, and you obviously were a good teacher, is in a sense a kind of performer, were you not?
Oh, you have to be.
Yeah.
You have
so where
to be.
Does that, where did your
it's,
shot?
It's two different things, totally different ballparks.
Okay. I'm going to read. So your partner and you went to the Avalon and you got
did.
In?
Yes. I was reluctant. He practically pushed me out of the car. He said, go up, knock on the door, and this wonderful gentleman, Loyal Griffin, isn't that a terrific
name? That's a
great
name, for your next novel.
Right. He was the manager at the time. It's now the new Regal.
Sure.
And I told him why I wanted to explore the theater, and he was sort of laughing. He said, oh, this is going to be the great American novel, right? And I said, if it ever comes out, I will acknowledge you. Your name will be in it. And it is.
It is.
I don't know if he's still around. But he let John and me roam, just graze for about 2 hours. I sketched. I made notes. And the place, I was so pleased. It was in remarkably good condition.
It helped you resurrect those memories.
It did.
That's very interesting. I covered for the Sun Times or probably the Sun Times, the reopening, when the Regal reopened, I think, in the late 70s, I think. I was there. So this made it for me. I'm going to read just, there's so much good writing in the book. But you write in this book, Lee Kingsmill, the block did not begin for him. You're talking about the protagonist in the thing for a guy named Shorty at East End. First, they had to get past the dark stone of Creighton's. From there on, everything was Avalon, the ancient Orient leaping to life on 79th Street. He always walked on the inside here, pressing as close to his beloved building as he could without looking ridiculous. Had he been alone with no one on the street, he might have hugged it. Under the circumstances, he contented himself with trailing his hand along the yellow bricks. No structure in all Chicago teems so magically with life. It demanded to be touched. He always obeyed and was never unchanged by the touching. That's a nice piece of writing. And does that, are you happy with that? Does that capture for you the way you felt?
It does.
Yeah.
It does.
There's something about, I love the title to Safe Place. A lot of the book is about travels to movie theaters with a mom and a boy and what happens in those theaters and what you see in those theaters. I get a sense that, not to parse the title too much, that for you growing up, and maybe even now, I don't know, you could feel safe inside a place like the Avalon.
It was my sanctuary.
Yeah.
From reality that awaited me as soon as I got out of the theater.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a place where I could feel normal, part of a group. Having the same reactions, laughing at the same things, and in the dark, for a goofy kid, the kid who felt he didn't really fit in,
filled with insecurities.
Yeah. But that was the safest place I knew.
The novel memoir, and peppered with certain fantasies and avatars. I think I'll talk more with Ali about that. Is titled "Safe Inside." It can be purchased by going to. We'll put all this on the website. Eckhart's Press, EckhartzPress.com. You'll find it there. Or you can go to Lee's blog, leekingsmillblog.wordpress.com. We'll take a little commercial break, then we'll get some news, and then he and I will further explore not only his life, but the book about his life. We'll be right back.
Spent all my money on whiskey and beer. Now I'm returning with gold in great store, and I never will play the Wild Rover no more. And it's no, nay, never.
That again, the music of Switchback. That will be at Fitzgerald's Friday night, and anywhere fine books are sold. Mostly fine books are now sold mostly on the internet. You should do yourself a favor and get Safe Inside by Lee Kingsmill. It is a memoir. It is also a novel. It is also a kind of a fantasy trip with a character named the Blue Leopard. Lee is wearing a T-shirt that captures the Blue Leopard. It is a very, very ambitious first novel. For this man, even though it's labeled a memoir, you'll get it when you read it. It is a sort of coming-of-age novel on the south side of the city of Chicago in the 40s and 50s, and dipping slightly into the 60s. It took Lee roughly a decade, would you say, Lee, from something like this. This book had to be on your mind for a long time.
It was.
Yeah.
It really was. And it took me that long to write. Well, partly I'm lazy.
If you're retired from teaching, you don't have to get up and do that every day. Yeah.
But I never had writer's block. Anytime I sat down to do it, it flowed.
Really? Interesting.
But I had to know where I was going. I had to have my chapter endings firmly in mind. I wasn't going to start out before I knew exactly where I was going to wind up with it.
This book has the feel for me, and tell me I'm wrong, of something that might have started as you sitting down to write a short section about something. Did you conceptualize this as a novel slash memoir, which is what I'm always going to call it, novel slash memoir, from the outset, or did it start as something else, something less ambitious?
Much less ambitious.
Okay.
All I wanted to do was write a short story to give people the experience that I thought they could no longer have, that I had had as a child in these wonderful
palaces.
Theaters. Yes. It was such an escape for people, especially during the Depression.
Sure.
And it didn't matter what was playing, really. Just being in these places, these elegant, opulent places.
I could not agree with you more. I'm not quite your age, but I certainly remember them. And all you need do is if you happen to walk into the lobby now of the old Chicago Theater,
you'll
get a sense. And if the Regal ever reopens, you'll get a sense.
Oh, if only
the Avalon.
It would.
I know, that's one of the weird. Go ahead.
And this was a neighborhood theater.
Yeah,
not a big loop.
Oh, right. But well, you had the in up north, you had the Uptown, which is maybe going to get reopened now. The 4,500 seats in that movie.
Yes. And in Hyde Park, the Tivoli and the South Town, wonderful theaters.
Yeah, every neighborhood had them. I am assuming that that your book, and I don't know if you've heard from readers, must evoke a lot of memories for people, because the story of the young man in Safe Inside is not dissimilar to the stories of many young people who grew up in that era, don't you think? I mean, there's a shared experience in a place like Chicago and a place like these movie theaters and a place like these and people like this family.
Well, perhaps, yeah. As I said, all I intended to do was do that one short story and to do it, I thought, well, all right, I'll use my mom and me, walking down to the Avalon, and the story got longer and longer, and it got started really getting into family issues, and I realized at the end of that story I couldn't stop there. I'm glad you didn't.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, no, I'm glad you didn't. Let's talk for a second, in the time we have left, about the Blue Leopard. These sections, not about your T-shirt precisely, but which is a nice T-shirt, but the Blue Leopard, I get the feeling it is a story that peppers the memoir novel, which is what I'm calling your book, the memoir novel. You've created a new genre of writing, the memoir novel. This stuff must have been its fantasy, but it also relates to their avatars for the characters that you're dealing with in the book and presenting in the book. These sections must have been joyful for you to write, yes?
They were.
Yeah.
They were the easiest to write.
I'll bet. They're the most fun to read, too, I'll tell you that.
Well, interesting you should say that, because recently my book was the topic for a book club, and I wasn't there, but I was told that. And this doesn't surprise me, that was what was the most controversial. That was what divided people. Half of them
loved it,
thought it was the most interesting
half
thing about the book.
What is this doing?
Exactly.
In here? Exactly.
Disruptive element. But what had I been there, had I been asked, I would have told them there is a reason why they are there. And if you look closely, the preceding chapter flows right.
Absolutely. You know, absolutely. Lee Kingsmill, I am charmed by this book. You set yourself some big challenges here. It's a very, very ambitious book. It's an ambitious thing to create a genre of writing now called, thanks to me, the memoir novel. But it is evocative. It's also a great deal of fun. It's very emotional and it's very honest. And you should be proud of yourself. Are you? You have
yes.
to be. Yeah, you better say yes. Yeah. What's next? I mean, something like this, and having Eckhart's Press publish this handsomely too, I might add, can be empowering for an author. Do you feel empowered? Do you feel ready for your memoir novel of teaching?
No.
Okay.
No.
Maybe never that, because all those kids are still alive. But do you feel ready for another novel?
I don't have a subject. Now, my publishers have expressed some interest in publishing a blog I've been working on.
It's a great idea. Why don't you people go take a look at LeeKingsmillBlog.wordpress.com and send them a note and say, yeah, I think this. I'd love to read this in a book. Lee, you're a fine writer, and it's often interesting to discover grand talent after you have spent a life doing other things. But you're a writer, and a great one. What can I tell you? Safe Inside is the name of the book. Lee Kingsmill is the author, and it's been a pleasure to have you on and meet you. And as much as it's been nice to meet you and have you on, it's been a bigger joy to read you.
Oh, thank you so much, Rick.
My pleasure.